This is GQDN for Monday, March 11th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Almost time for me to get one. And then once you get your drink mixes, delicious ones, you can go to the checkout line and put in the word quest to get 25% off of your purchase. Excellent, excellent stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some PlayStation news. Quite a bit of that, actually. We have some Helldivers 2 news. And it was Mario Day yesterday. Oh boy. But that didn't even make the top 4 pieces of news. No. We begin today with Eurogamer, because the SAG-AFTRA is back in negotiations with the video game makers, and they're saying that is a 50-50 chance that SAG-AFTRA could go on strike. Now, they were speaking during the Q&A session at the SXSW in Austin, Texas over the weekend, and the SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director and Chief Negotiator Duncan Crabtree, Ireland, did say that there was a probability that they could strike within the next month or to month and a half, because he was saying that to Variety. So basically what this is them protecting the voice actors versus AI, because right now AI is a very big thing and the voice actors want to be protected via contracts in their AI. So here's what Crabtree did say, quote, "We want to make sure the implementation of AI is human-centered and focused on augmentation of production, not replacement of people. We don't want to go on strike, but we're going to make deals with these companies that don't protect our members from abusive and explosive uses of AI." So that is what they're doing. And they could do a vote on that within the next few weeks. They're saying about 4 to 6 weeks, so we'll definitely keep an eye on that. Now, have you ever wondered what Bobby Kotick's going to do next? Well, Eurogamer did say that he wants to buy TikTok. Now, this is via Eurogamer, but they got the report from the Wall Street Journal, and they were saying that the CEO did approach ByteDance and the co-founder Zhang Yiming to state his intent, and Kotick wants to buy it. In fact, Kotick did suggest the idea of buying TikTok at the Allen & Co. dinner earlier this week, or maybe last week. And the group has already included Sam Altman, which is the CEO of OpenAI. So that's what he's been doing. But somebody else has been working pretty hard to make a game come back out. According to Game Informer, Multiverses could be back in action. In fact, not could be, but is. Well, that is starting May 28th. Now, keep in mind that the game was taken offline, but the reason why is that it has been rebuilt from the ground up. So what could happen here? Well, since the game has been built back up, you could actually see the game come back on the different platforms, which is going to be on all the platforms, with the exception of Switch, and people could be enjoying it very soon. Like I said, with the exception of Switch. But we shall see. Now we get to PlayStation. Two different stories here. One, they're shutting down Deviation Games. And that was before Deviation could make its first official game. But PlayStation is back in the studio financially. And we'll be working on a new AAA IP. Well, that's what they were doing. But it turns out that PlayStation switched those ideas. So here's what Christy Stahl, which is the Chief HR and Operations Officer, did share on LinkedIn. "It is with a heavy heart that we announce the closure of Deviation Games. I want to express my deepest gratitude to our entire team. Thank you for all of your hard work, dedication, and contributions to Deviation. I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunity to have worked with each and every one of you. To the entire video game industry, we'll be hosting a networking event, and we will love for any or all companies, studios hiring to participate. Please reach out to me directly if you are interested in attending. To all deviators out there, we will always cherish the memories we made together. Thank you for being a part of our journey. Go get them. But PlayStationLifestyle.com did say that Sony PlayStation is working with an emulation company. And that company is called Implicit Conversions. And what they want to do is bring the PS2 games to PlayStation Plus Premium. Now, Implicit Conversions is co-founded by some former Ubisoft and Sony employees who did work on the PlayStation 2 emulator, PCS X2, before joining the PlayStation Maker. Now, because of this, the website of the Conversions did redact its statement about bringing PlayStation 2 games to PlayStation 5, and they called it a, quote, mistake, unquote. However, some of the Redditors did find the official LinkedIn page, and that's where they were saying that they were working with PlayStation. So that way, PlayStation could bring PlayStation 1, 2, and PSP games to PS4 and PS5. We'll see what happens there. And look who just turned 10. Hearthstone.blizzard.com to give the patch notes for 29.0. And they did say that the workshop is now live, or will be live on March 19th. My bad. But the community day is live, which is what we said there, Saturday. So you already know about the drops. But there will be some Whizbang Workshop theory crafting streams, and those in North America will be able to do that on March 13th at 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time. And everybody else, if they are not playing on March 13th, will be able to play it on March 14th at 2 a.m. Pacific time. Now, what else could be coming with this? Well, you got some new cards. Obviously, I'm not going to go over all of them. In fact, I'm not going to go over any of them because some cards are coming back from the graveyard or from the wild section, I should say. They also did a frame update for the cards, and they said you'd also get the 10-year anniversary card back. All very cool. And there's also an in-game event, Whizbang's Workshop, and also a new legendary hero skin for Leroy the Legend. He's all animated for all the emotes, too. By the way, you can get the music at the Tavern on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube, and Deezer. And they did give some bug fixes, too. So, yeah. Hearthstone is still a thing. But apparently, so is VR. PC Games and did say that there's a new VR that's coming. But who's it coming from? Well, it looks like it's going to come from Samsung. And given the fact that there's already a couple out there, well, they wanted to get into the business. As a matter of fact, the Samsung Display CEO, Choi Joo-sun, did believe that the market could be ready for this because, quote, the market will begin in earnest around 2027 to 2028, end quote. And why that late? Well, it's because that he thinks that the materials and the prices are much too high. So there is indeed that. So we'll see what happens. Now, staying with equipment, GamesRadar.com did say that the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 5090 GPU could actually get a faster memory. Now, there's a bunch of spec rumors that are going around right now, and they're saying that the next-gen graphic cards could come with a faster GDDR7 VRAM, along with a configuration which would speed things up to around 28 gigabytes per second. But we shall see what happens with that, because Andrea Schilling and Copate7 Kimmy was talking on X. We'll start with July 27th, where it was just Copate7 Kimmy. And what Kimmy did say was, quote, combined with multiple sources, I confirm that the gaming flagship of the Ada Next will have a 512-bit memory interface. I think my persistence is correct. Now, Andrea Schilling said on today, quote, a 384-bit wide memory interface with correspondingly fast GDDR7 would be sufficiently fast. The question is, what speed is available for GDDR7 at the start? And Kimmy did reply, 28 gigabytes per second. Now, GamesRadar.com did post some of the best video card prices right now. There's one on sale, about $20 off there at Newegg. But the highest price is $330 there at Best Buy. The other two are match price, $294.76. Ah, so $295. Nah. That's all right though, because too bad you couldn't play it on your PC. It? Oh, it's Mario. According to Kotaku.com, Mario Day happened yesterday. So what is going on? Well, one, there's a new Super Mario Brothers movie, and that will be released on April 3rd, 2026. And there are release dates for two games, and that is for Luigi's Mansion 2 and Paper Mario The Thousand Year Door. Now, The Thousand Year Door will be released on May 23rd, so about 2 weeks. And Luigi's Mansion 2 will be coming out June 27th. On a Switch Online, did add three new Mario titles, which is Dr. Mario, Mario Golf, and Mario Tennis. Oh, and Lego Mario Kart is coming next year. So that was it for Mario Day. Too bad they didn't get this game in there, because PC Games N, damn you and your titles, did say that Backpack Battles did reach 100,000 copies in one day. And I think according to Switch, PC Games N is quoting that they got a 10 out of 10 rating already. So we'll see what the rating is when I get on my Steam. I don't know when, but we'll see what that is. I tell you what, you got a 10 out of 10 so far. You're doing good. Here's where expectations are a little bit high. Once again, back to PC Games N. We got more information on Dragon's Dogma because they got the locations, regions, and points of interest. Yep, that's what they got. They got the regions, the cities, and some descriptions of that. But if you want to see that for yourself, become a Patreon. Patreon.com/thegroupquest. All we'll say is it's there. However, someone was asking for some help. SVG said that Helldivers 2 CEO was asking the fans for some help with the toxic player behavior. So, the Arrowhead Game Studio CEO, Johan Pestes, was asking fans for some help about Helldivers 2 in the communications part. But not everyone is reacting the way that they should. At least that's according to the SVG article. Because V did say on X or Twitter, quote, "I've been removed from matches due to using a single stratagem, a particular weapon that doesn't host that the host didn't like. People will kick for the tiniest reason. On the upside, those matchups have been few and far between, but frequent enough to be notable." So there's still some hate going around, and they were going through some tweets and whatnot. But some people did say that Arrowhead could add a filter system to its matchmaking that would prevent them from being matched with some, quote, unruly hosts, end quote. And the Arrowhead CEO did acknowledge these suggestions, but he did have some reservations about the vote to kick. Quote, "The host is the owner of the game. It's their operation, and they decide. Kind of like coming over to someone's house." That's what he wrote in another fan's post. So we'll see what happens with that one. Well, if you were looking for Stellar Blade, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, you might be getting a demo. Well, that's because Sony did accidentally release the demo before pulling it, and they immediately revoked the license from the user's account by pushing a quick update. Now, that was spotted by a Twitter user, PlayStation Game Size, while they were looking over the PlayStation Network servers. And over the weekend, someone did pull the trigger before they were supposed to. In fact, PlayStation Game Size did say up on X, quote, "Demo done. Great demo. 9 out of 10. Performance, soundtracks, epic boss fight, amazing combat, skill tree, enemies variety. Loved it all. Demo gameplay, around 90 minutes. Boss challenge, save transfer to full game. Can't wait for full game. Stellar Blade." And there's a full demo up on YouTube. The full game will be out April 26th. Interesting, interesting. Oh, lastly, we got to end with sales. So who had the Nintendo sales there this week? Well, that's up to NintendoEverything.com. And these are all the software sales. And it, so far for software, WWE 2K24 took the first spot. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth took second. Then came Hogwarts Legacy, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, and EA Sports FC 24. That ended up fifth. Some other notables. Sixth was Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Eighth was Helldivers 2. 11th was Minecraft. 18th was Resident Evil 4. 24th was Tekken 8. Pokemon Violet was 32nd. And the Lego Harry Potter collection was 36th. And the number goes down. But that is all for today. We knew we had a lot. And we have big news like that. Oh boy, it gets to be a lot. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. If you play Hearthstone, go watch those Hearthstone streams today. And if not, we'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.